News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, sort of staying along the ideas of people going places and doing things, those working in the Irish entertainment, arts and events industry have, of course, been amongst the hardest hit during this pandemic. And for the past 2 weeks here on News Talk, we have been celebrating those sectors in an exclusive campaign, The Show Must Go On. With pilot events starting soon, there is, of course, light at the end of the tunnel. And we are joined for more on this now by Catherine Martin, Minister for Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaeltacht, Sport and Media. Good morning, Minister. It has been a very, very difficult time for those who are involved in the arts, the gigs, the sports, the music industry. I'm sure that they have a lot of concerns about where they're going from here. Firstly, can I ask you, there is an announcement that has been made that perhaps we might see a basic income plan put out there as a pilot for these groups. Tell me about that.
Good morning, Ciara. I think that the global pandemic, Ciara, has really taught us to love and value the things we took for granted. I heard you there reference, you know, from a children's birthday party. Who would have thought that children would be missing those to gatherings with families? But I think, as you have said and as you've covered in The Show Must Go On, it's the arts and culture who were first closed and last reopened, and they've been so devastated. It's something I'm acutely aware of. I come from that background myself, and my job has been, and I've been, to put robust supports in place to support them throughout this, not just to survive, but I'm looking beyond COVID and to the recovery. And that's where the basic income comes in. I set up an arts and culture recovery task force. It was a group made up of artists and performers and those in creativity. And they came up with a number of recommendations about their recovery, further recovery. And the number one recommendation was a basic income pilot for artists. As I said at the time, it was very much pushing an open door with me. And I was absolutely delighted this week in our National Economic Recovery Plan to secure government agreement on that as a priority, that this will now happen.
And the fear, I suppose, Minister, was that people who work within that industry, because it has been so long closed down, that in fact many of them might leave altogether and try and retrain for other things.
Well, that's where the supports have come in place. Like, it's been unprecedented, from the 130 million for the Arts Council to the 50 million euro for enhanced live performance supports. I announced with Tánaiste 11.5 million this week for those who supply festivals and large events. And that's the supports that are in place now. But the basic income is really looking even beyond COVID. It's time. We are a nation that love our artists, are the first to put them on the international stage when we try to showcase Ireland as a destination. And I really think it's time to stop talking about how we value our artists and actually do it. And I think that is through the basic income, because by the very nature of their work, you know, they could have a really busy few weeks, or they could have a busy summer, then there could be a lull in the period. And that inhibits and impedes creativity. So we want them to be able to create. This is what they recognise as the number one recommendation from them. It came from the artists and the creatives themselves. And I am delighted. I think this is great for our country that we are doing it, and other countries are now looking to us as leaders in this. But the truth is that somewhere like France has been doing something similar in this since the 1930s. So it is time to catch up.
You mentioned the summer. There's a lot of pilot gigs coming up in the summer, both sporting events and cultural and music events. Can you briefly run through some of the ones that are coming up? I have a list of them, and some of them are great. The Ivy Gardens has a gig with James Vincent McMorrow, who we will have playing live at the end of the show here today. That's on the 10th of June. Leinster are playing the Dragons in a rugby match on the 11th. 1,200 people will be allowed to attend. So there's lots of gigs and sporting events coming up, and people are very interested in this. What will they entail, Minister? Will there be masks? Will people need vaccination certs? Will there be social distancing? How will people be affected, I suppose, who are attending these gigs?
Well, these pilot events are the real key in the phase where we are now. We're in a more positive phase now, but they're the key to returning to stage for our musicians and our artists. And as you said, there's a great array of events from and right across the country, from a traditional Irish music and the Roisin Dubh to Cork to Dublin to Killarney. And so what you could expect is... you know, robust track and trace ability. All events will be ticketed with contact details. Yes, there will be masks. There will be social distancing in the queuing and there at the event. Staggered entrance and exit, so you'll have a time when you should enter the event.
Vaccination is not required?
No, vaccination is not required. These events really are about the logistics of how this can happen. You know, the logistical arrangements to implement necessary protective measures for the mitigation of COVID.
And can
to make
I ask
sure
you,
we can have these events happen?
Yeah, before we move on to other things, just antigen testing. Why has antigen testing not been used for these events? It's been used for these events in other countries with great success.
Yeah, and the antigen testing is used really to gather the scientific data, and we have access to that data now from the other countries. So it's you know, with the antigen tests have a role to play in the fight against COVID and are being used in certain areas. It is for scientific analysis. So
it's also to highlight people who are infectious and to stop them from spreading it.
But we're doing socially distance with masks. So the emphasis for these pilot events is to focus on a range of preventative measures, and that includes the social distancing, the mask wearing, the hand sanitising, the contact tracing, the careful management of entering and leaving the events. And that's what's key here.
It seems like there's a tool missing in the arsenal, but let us move on, because there's just a couple of things before I let you go. The Green Party selection convention is today, obviously, about the by-election coming up in South Dublin. Two good candidates, a lot of people would mm-hmm. say, Claire Byrne and Hazel Shue. Are you backing one or the other?
Absolutely not, because it's actually a win-win situation. And I think true to our grassroots democracy and our party, I think we're actually the only party for the Dublin Bay South by-election that's holding a selection convention. We're not anointing anyone. We have two amazing candidates, spoilt for choice. Both Claire and Hazel are poll toppers. They have both got a fantastic track record of on-the-ground work for the constituency. So as I said, it's a win-win situation. We'll find out tonight.
And lastly, just with regard to the mother and baby home situation, the commission, the backlash coming from survivors saying their testimony has discounted, it was a waste of their time. There is reports that the minister has said that the redress scheme that will be, giving some form of compensation to survivors is now at risk because of this. I spoke to Catherine Corliss at the start of the show today, Minister, and she said that sounded like a threat.
Well, can I just firstly say that there was such unnecessary pain, hurt and distress inflicted on survivors through what happened this week. And I think it's really disappointing that a member of the Commission chose to speak in this closed academic venue. Rather, you know, when you consider that the Oireachtas Committee has issued two
yes.
invites, they're issuing a third invite today, and I really think that's where the focus should be now. And I would ask compassion.
I accept
and I
understand
this
the backlash, but I'm asking you about the fact that Catherine Corliss has said that what Minister O'Gorman has said about the redress scheme being at risk now sounds like a threat to survivors.
I think the Minister has said that some of the findings in the report, particularly around the number of deaths, the conditions in the institutions and the failure of the state to act and the report, these form the basis for the state undertaking the redress scheme. So I think it could have a negative effect on the above process. Absolutely not. I can't imagine Minister Gorman ever wishing to threaten. He is there and his sole focus on this has been to support these survivors, and I know he's very upset for them at what happened this week, but he doesn't want anything to be at risk for the redress scheme.
There's
absolutely no threat.
And lastly, before I let you go, the fact that the members of the Commission have not come before the Oireachtas now and have spoken on things like academic webinars, is that showing a lack of respect to the Oireachtas in your view, or a lack of respect to the women affected?
Well, I think it shows both But it's the survivors that I would be mostly concerned about. That's where the focus should be. Yes, it's a lack of respect to the Oireachtas Committee, but it's the lack of compassion and the hurt and the disregard for that. And that is causing more pain to those who are already suffering. Okay. And I really plead to them. I understand the Oireachtas Committee will issue a third invitation. And I plead with them to do the right thing, show compassion and come into the Oireachtas Committee, answer the necessary questions where the survivors can listen and give them okay. give them that.
Look, thank
at
you
the very least.
Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning on the programme, Minister. That is Minister Catherine Martin there, Minister for Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaeltacht, Sport and Media.